Hello, everybody. This is Father Eugene from the Priests giving you a little report on our concert last evening in St. Declan's Church in the beautiful seaside town of Ardmore, just about 20 minutes drive away from Waterford. It was a glorious, glorious day yesterday, 25th of July. And we travelled down early on in the day from Belfast down to the actual concert venue. It took us about 5.5 hours with a little comfort break in between. We arrived in good time for our rehearsal. And, of course, the divine Ruth McGinley was with us from Derry to be our accompanist and our guest artiste for the occasion. Ardmore is a beautiful, small seaside port. It boasts one of the best hotels from the Relais and Chateau group in the whole island of Ireland. It's called Cliff House, where we were treated after our sound check to a beautiful meal. It has a Michelin star, so we can recommend it highly if you find yourselves in that part of Ireland. It's open all year round, so not just during the summertime, but it hosts people who go there even in the winter days when it's a bit wet, drizzly and, well, howling winds, to a lovely, comfortable hotel with majestic views of the coast and the bay. Anyway, that's an aside. We had a wonderful packed concert last night. The church was bunged to about, I think, 500, maybe 550 people to capacity. It having been beautiful weather all week and a beautiful evening, it was a bit warm inside. So we had to invent our own kind of air conditioning, whether that was fans or paper or just blowing in each other's faces so that we could get a bit of release from the warmth. But it must be said, that warmth was matched by the warmth of our audience. They were really, we got the impression anyway that they enjoyed themselves immensely. We certainly did, with our usual repertoire, a mixture of the sacred and the uplifting and Irish, and a new addition to our repertoire, Love Can Build a Bridge, which we sang most recently in David's hometown of Ballymena in St. Patrick's Church of Ireland for the Cross Community Concert we did there in June. Concert began at 8, it ended about 20 past 10, which was a nice time for everybody to get out into the fresh evening air and wander home. The concert actually didn't have to be advertised at all because it was sold out as soon as it was advertised. So some local people who wondered what was happening were a little bit disappointed. It must be said that they couldn't get into the church, it being full to its capacity. We've all returned home today, Saturday the 26th of July, as we have commitments, of course, for the weekend. And the weather has changed slightly now. It's a little cooler and a little cloudier, which might be a little bit of a welcome change, at least for a day or two, in the hope that the sunshine will return. So that's our little update. As we always try to post a little audio boo about our concerts. And then to give you just another little up, that next Friday, the 1st of August, we will be singing in the Catholic Church in Cushion Dawe for its centenary celebration and the beginning of the Glens Festival. So those of you who might find yourself in that part of the world, there might be one or two tickets left, but I'm told that it's nearly a sellout programme there as well. For that event. So we're looking forward to that. The divine Ruth McGinley will be with us again, playing a different little repertoire, and we are planning to do something along the same lines, one or two changes to our repertoire, just to keep us fresh and to introduce something to our very local audience. So hopefully the weather will be pleasant, and the people of Cushion Dawe, who are no strangers to ourselves, us having gone to school nearby in our youth, we'll all enjoy that event on the 1st of August next week. So, all the very best. Thanks for following our booze. And this latest one, we'll post another one either in advance of the Cushion Dawe concert or give you an update on how it went. Don't forget now to consult the website for details with regard to our forthcoming concerts. After August, we will be going to Rome at the beginning of October, and then please God, Malta at the end of November, when we will be swinging into a Christmas mood. But in the meantime, all the very best. Go to our website, thepriests.org, and you'll find more up-to-date information there, plus a few additions to our